Blog Talk Radio.
Presents. I am your host, Matthew Bueno, also known as Lightning Bear, and I'm here today to just keep it simple. So I want to welcome you back to our show today, and just hopefully everyone is hearing my voice and it's not cutting me off again. I would like to just take a moment to thank you all for coming back and listening to us and listening to some of the insights that we have from the Ascended Masters. Some of the events that are occurring at this time. My shows are going to start to go from every week to every other week. I am going on another show tomorrow. It's KKNEW, the other radio AM station up in Seattle, Washington, with Bob. Let's see if I pronounce his last name right. Bordonero. And he is, it's been a 12-year year that he's been on the radio doing shows with Mystic Radio. And so I'm going to be working with him now on Wednesdays and doing some readings and psychic readings and some clearings and healings on that show on Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific time. And then tomorrow also I'm going to be going on to the radio show with Andrew Fisher with Nature of Reality. And that's going to be a new thing for me because that is not like it's not a I don't think he's more of a critic, you know, for these kinds of ways, and that's okay, you know, we're all here to share who we are and just stand in our power and then just be, you know, be in our integrity in that way. So again, I want just to invite you and thank you for listening to us and invite you to all to listen to our shows tomorrow if you are available. If not, today is the night for you. At the end of the show, of course, I'll be taking callers and giving 5-10 minute free readings. And remember that if you called in last week and or the week before that, and you know, and you've gotten a healing or a reading, you know, it's really good just to make an appointment. If not, you know, step aside and let someone else call in who's, you know, because it's really kind of tough when we're trying to get new people on the radio to, you know, have these clearings or healings. And, you know, we want to be able to share our gift with everyone as much as possible. And this is a free sessions that we'll be giving tonight. This is a free service that I'll be providing. And this is just part of what I like to give. And this is part of my work, you know, working for the Creator and following my heart and doing the things that make me happy. So this is not work for me. This is playtime. So, you know, in the future, I think I'll call this the Ascended Masters and the Psychic Playground, which covers pretty much everything, you know, because in my work, you know, there's swings, there's slides, there's spinning things, you know, there's, you know, everything. I have the ability to, and I was born with this, you know, this is something that I just really want to emphasize that, you know, that what flows through me was completely just given to me when I was a very young child. And over the years as an adult, it was really hard to cope with, you know, understand where it's where it originated from. And how I can, you know, use this gift to help humans and help other people, help course, you know, help people on planet Earth and beyond, you know, and be able to exercise this gift to help people with every angle that that people have, every issue that they carry, I'm able to clear for them and bring in energies to help facilitate that, amplify their energy field so we can see what's going on and to clear that energy. So for right now, I'd like to just take a moment and ask for a prayer from the Masters to come in. Hi, Master Katumi. So I have my teacher, Master Katumi, with me right now, and he's asking us to make a prayer for the Earth. So we want to say, ask Grandfather and Grandmother and all the energies of the Masters, our ancestors, our Master Teacher, Master Guides, all our Archangels, as well as our Guardian Angels. Here today, we want to ask for your blessing here on planet Earth to help us to maintain a state of grace and to behold our beautiful natural resources that we have here on planet Earth, our trees, our water, you know, our skies, our oxygen, our foods, you know, the things we grow on this planet, the creepy crawlers, the ones that crawl, you know, the bees, the winged ones, the fish, the mammals. And all the nationalities on the planet, you know, we pray that the Creator, that you set your hand upon the people here today on planet Earth and bring about the energy of justice and clear all the conflict in our lives here today, whoever's listening, whoever feels this energy to be called into this moment right now and to feel that beautiful presence that Creator brings to all of us in our sacred own way. And we ask for that justice of that energy to dissolve any conflicts in our lives today. Anything that is pending, anything that we're looking, you know, in the moment of trying to buy a house or sell a house, or we're breaking up with friends or people are leaving, or we're having to deal with grief and people are passing over. You know, it's really important to take care of yourself, you know, and really, really look at what you need to change in yourself rather than what you need to change in the world. And when you change yourself and you change your perceptions, you know, things change for you. So we're asking Grandfather to look into your hearts today and to dissolve any conflicts that you have for you, for anyone else, or any energies that you feel that you're carrying that is not yours. Again, we ask the Creator to pray, bless for the people who are empathic. Empathic people have a tendency to draw upon other people's energies without knowing. And then, you know, like walking sponges, you know, we have a tendency to pick up on energies that aren't ours, and we ask for this energy to dissolve in our bodies and to help us to have clarity and understanding about what we are and what we truly are in connection to the Great Spirit and to the connection to our family, to our relatives, and to the planet Earth. We ask you this in the highest love and highest light that our highest souls will allow. So let it be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'd like to take this moment right now. I have a message from Archangel Michael. I went to meditation just before the radio after my nap, and maybe some of you can hear my kind of a deep voice right now because I just woke up. So I'm drinking some coffee, and you know what happens when I drink coffee. So I just wanted to reiterate this this message from Archangel Michael. So I'm going to get him in here right now. So Archangel Michael is standing in front of me, and he wants to say to you that the energy of unconditional love is being sent to you, brought to you from the Archangels. This energy, he says, is that it surrounds you constantly, always trying to get you to pay attention to not to the flaws in your life or the flaws in your body or the way you look or what you carry inside, but to be able to feel the unconditional love that constantly surrounds you. So he would like to have me do a activation for all of you here today about drawing that unconditional love into your bodies. He says not only does it feed your mind and your heart, but it also activates your chakras. And a lot of times when we're on a spiritual path and we have questions, or should I take this job? Should I be with this person? Should I break up with this person? Should I break up with my job? You know, all these yes and no questions, that all the answers are all inside you already, he says. And it's important. You know, you don't always need to be validated for your decisions of yes or no. Life is about taking chances, about taking risks. It's about really looking at the situation at hand and really feeling if you resonate with that experience and to trust the unconditional love to carry you into the next experience. He says that it's really important that a lot of us use our mind for what it was made for. the mind has all the memories and energies of our past lives and the energies of what we carry inside and the energies of our connections that we've made over lifetimes. When we are able to tap into that energy, he says, we're able to draw upon the strength upon strength. The energy that comes from strength is like opening up a brand new field of visualization or perceptions in the world. And you see things. Things stand out. Details show themselves to you. And love shows itself from every direction. When you carry this energy of potential love in your daily life and you become aware of it and how it shows itself to you, you become that much bigger inside yourself to be able to get through the conflicts that you have on your daily life and be able to have that clarity and understanding that carries you throughout the day and helps you to have a goal. A goal will help you to look into the future and have excitement about what's coming in your life rather than dreading each day as it comes, he says. So it's important right now that we take hold of this unconditional love that surrounds each and every one of you who is listening right now. And he says, I'm personally going to send angels to you to stand with you, to put love into your hearts. But it is up to you to remember the strength in your mind and the love in your heart to come together to create this unconditional love. Okay, thank you, Archangel Michael. So we're going to go ahead and create this activation for all of you. And then right after the activation, we'll be taking callers to do 5 to 10 minute readings of clearing energy from your field, looking at past lives, taking away cords, looking at your galactic connections, or any other thing. And let's just try to keep away from, should I keep a job or should I lose a job or should I have this person? Or, you know, no yes and no questions. If you really want to change your world, you need to change yourself and take back your power. And so that's what we're here to do for you. Okay, so let me ask him how he wants. Okay, so beautiful. So he wants me to use Brother Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and Master Metatron to come in and use this energy. So we're going to do that right now. So what I want all of you right now, if you've never meditated before, this is a really easy way to do this, to open yourself up and to let yourself know that after channeling Archangel Michael, he is a beautiful protector, and he watches over all of us on planet Earth, and he can be in a million, trillion different places all at once because he is a master at that. And so he wants you to know that you are in a safe place, that walls have been created around you to protect you from negative energies. So when you open yourself up to receive this beautiful love from the angels that he'll be sending to you, and these are guardian angels, these are archangels. Some of you may even know the names of that comes through you. If you're already aware and you're empathic or you're visualized, you're already visual and you have the gift of sight, you might even be able to see them and see the wings around you. And this is a holy thing. This is a beautiful thing. This is not something that we're trying to make people do or we're trying to be dogmatic about how to do something. This is an open mind station. This is about having an open heart, an open mind, and allowing yourself to be a child, to experience the beautiful mystical wonders of the beautiful living God within you and outside you, you know. And this is not a religion, this is spirituality, and this is how we learned it for ourselves, and I'm sharing this gift with you. So without further ado, I want you to look at a 5-pointed star of white light inside your third eye, which is located between your eyebrows about 1/2 inch, and just look at that beautiful 5-pointed star. And Mother Mary is going to come over. As you all look at this star and you follow my words to the best of your ability, Mother Mary is going to bring a beautiful 6-pointed star, which is called the Star of David, up front and on top of your head in your crown chakra. And then she's going to send rainbow lights to tether down into your spine. And as these colors of these rainbow lights go into your spine, I want you to remind yourself to be grateful. What are you grateful about today? Think about what you're grateful for. Think about what you have in your life. You know, you're not, if you're in the hospital, maybe you're grateful for having a TV or being able to have friends visit you. You know, what are the smallest things that you could be grateful about inside you in your life? And as those colors come down into your body, and they come in, what they'll do is they'll amplify your gratitude inside yourself. They'll amplify and stimulate all the chakras inside your body, in your 3D body, into your 5D body, into your angelic high self, into your lower mundane self, your subconscious self. And so Mother Mary wants you to recognize that you have 21 chakras, 7 below you, 7 inside you, and 7 above you. And as these tethering colors of light come from the Star of David, She wants you to know that the angels are opening up a portal so they can walk into your field and they can bless you on this day. So when you start to feel yourself in your gratitude about who you are, what you have in your life, and the little things that make you happy, Archangel Michael is creating a light around your body, almost like a vortex of light, a tornado, or some kind of wall of light looks like, with all these little lights and these little lines that pertain to the layers of energy, your etheric, angelic, and your spiritual bodies. And as you're looking at that five-pointed star, they want you to draw in the light that is powering that beautiful star to light itself up. Just draw it into your heart chakra or into your chest and then send it down into your first chakra. Just send that light, that feeling down into your first chakra, and which is located at your tailbone spine. And then they want you to make a beautiful-looking rainbow-like sphere and send that sphere straight down into this planet Earth until you feel it hit the center of the planet Earth, and then it's going to dig its way into the center of the planet until it stops. And just wait for that energy to connect. And as that energy connects, we want you to ask Mother Gaia to send back up unconditional love from the planet Earth. And as you do so, there's a warm energy coming back up your cord, up into your body, up into your heart chakra, and then back into your crown. And all that energy from Mother Earth is going into that star that's tethering those rainbow lights throughout your body. And as you are amplifying your field, amplifying and raising your vibration and your frequency to a higher frequency, you automatically open the portal for those angels to walk in. Now, as the portal opens, I want you to have a wish inside yourself. I want you to have some kind of wish that you've always wanted, even if you believe you can never have it. A wish inside your heart that you want to be able to experience in this lifetime. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And just open that beautiful love, that light inside your heart, knowing that it's on its way. And then whatever you feel in your body right now is what the angels are going to validate, what they're going to support you in, is what they're going to amplify inside you. So if you have a hurt or a pain or a dis-ease in your body, you just focus on what that is for you. Even if it's a secret and you don't want anybody to know, let the angels know. Let them know. And as you send that energy to them or think about that inside your body in that connection, they will go there and they'll start working on that part of yourself. So just be open, be wise, be loving, and be kind to yourself as this energy comes through. So as that is being created inside you, I'm going up into your high selves and asking Master Thoth, Master Yubi, Master Kwan, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Archangel Centaur, to bring and activate the activation of this beautiful white light coming from the universe, the universal collective, into each of your high selves to bathe you and baptize you in this initiation with the angels. As this is occurring, there's like a storm-like of white light coming through from your high self around your bodies, and just let that energy come through. If you start to think, you won't feel the power. If you start to feel, just let yourself feel the waves of energy going down your body and just breathe that energy down your body into your grounding cord, into the planet Earth, and let yourself be free. Let yourself become somebody who's letting go of the past, letting go of the present, letting go of the future, and just be open to receive that energy. Archangel Michael says, as some of you need to just stop holding your breath, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and just remember that you're being taken care of right now through our voice, through our connection. We're creating this energy, this atmospheric love energy around you so you can move through your conflicts, so you can move and feel the support of the angels and the energies that surround you, your ancestors, who are pushing you to make better decisions for yourself and to push you to make choices that will help you. Instead of facing and looking at fear and then becoming paralyzed over fear, they want to help you to move through that with strength, with love, with heart, with courage. And as you feel that energy, just push it down your grounding cord. And when you feel it starting to taper off to whoever came into your field, whether you felt them or didn't, just become grateful. And if you feel different, that'd be great. Okay, so let's let all the energy go. And remember, when you open your eyes, all that light and all that grace and all that energy will fill up the room around you. So when you open your eyes, go ahead and open your eyes at the count of three, one, two, three, and just let all that light out into your space, into your room. And in the future, when you're doing this work with us, it's really important to have some kind of altar. You can have people's pictures there, people that you want to help, because whatever comes through us goes through you, and whatever comes out of you is the energy of grace of God that comes through you like a conduit, and it blesses the people on those pictures, especially if that's your intention. Rocks or any crystals that you might have, you want to bless that in your meditations. Let the light in, open your eyes, and bring it in from your subconscious mind. Okay, so we're about ready to take some calls here. So I'm just going to take a moment to say thank you to Archangel Michael and to all the angels who came in to assist in this healing, virtual healing transmission over the airways over M5D Block Talk Radio. And all of you who joined us today for this time. And we're being joined right now with my beautiful co-host, Kendra, who's sneaking in the doorway. She's going to be taking calls and working the studio here today. So again, I want you to be really clear about what you want for yourself. And before we begin, I'm going to go ahead and call in the Ascended Masters to stand with us. So each of you, I'm going to be asking your permission to connect your high self. And that just means is that because of the energy of the integrity that we work with, we want to be able to have everyone open to whatever comes through for them and to give them exactly what they need in this moment without any attachments, without ego, without expectations. So I'm just going to call in Archangel Michael, Master Gethumi, Dualku, Mother Mary Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael. We'll call in Lerichon. We'll call in Red Cloud, Kramshi, Sanat Kamara. We'll call in the Pleiadian Activation Council. We'll call in the Syrian Andromedans. We'll call in Mahat Sohan, Pele, Grandma Lily, Auntie Olga. We'll call in, let's see, there's a few other ones who are raising their hands. Come on in, you guys, yes. So we have Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Radfield, Jovial, Ilmoria, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Mr. Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Buddha, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Geronimo, Sydney Bull, Krishna, Mary Madeline, Metatron, Merlin, Master Shaw, John the Baptist, Lady Nada, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Solaria, Asteria, Gamma, Lydia, Antioga, Master Toth, Master Ubi, Master Kwan, Sananda, Nichananda, Mukdana, Maitreya, Sai Baba, Babaji, Lady Elextra, and Lady Elextra, just really quick before, and then we're just going to ask everyone else to come in. And Lady Elextra, she is a beautiful spirit. She's more like a princess. And what she does is that she works with couples. She works with people, with couples, kids and mothers. So when we're tethering, and tether means that we tap into someone, if someone has a loved one who isn't exactly open to this kind of work, or they're having trouble and they're not living in the home, but they are connected like mother and daughter, father and son, or however that works in that reality connection, we can go into the mother or the father, and we can direct the energy from their high self to their loved one, and then we simply go into their loved one and ask for their high self permission to connect to that. So Lady Elextra makes that happen. She creates an energy vortex around two people so they can feel the changes happening in one another, even if they're not in the room, which is spectacular because it's really, really important to feel someone changing in the moment. And when you can tap into that energy and really feel someone shifting with what you're saying, you know, it really helps that person to support that feeling, to keep moving that change through that person that they care about. You know, instead of just relating to what they're angry about that person or what they're worried about that person and staying in that worry. So when you can tether from one person to another, you can actually move the energy and have that person feel the energy moving for them, which makes it even a better, you know, heal two birds with one stone, so to speak. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and thank you, Lady Elextra. Thank you very much for coming in here today. So we're going to go ahead and take this first number, 941-735-2954.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air with Matthew and the Ascended Masters.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I just wanted, My name is Wendy, and I was wondering if I could just get like an energy clearing or a healing.
Sure. So where are you from, Wendy?
I'm living in Florida right now, and I moved here from the Pacific Northwest last fall.
Beautiful. Okay. So how'd you hear about us?
I was just kind of scrolling through the spiritual programs, and I heard you guys one night, and it was very interesting, the messages you gave to people. And so,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay. So I have some dogs in the room right now, so they're trying to get comfortable, so we're trying to get them to calm down because they really love the energy. When I do the energy, they just fall asleep, but right now they're kind of rambunctious. So I just want to apologize if there's any background noise. Okay,
Okay.
Wendy, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. So what I'm going to do, Wendy, is I'm going to take you into my workshop right now, and I'm going to have the guides look at you. So one of the things that you have going on with you is that there's a lot of energy coming in from your familial paradigms. And the familial paradigms is an energy located behind your head, and that is your generations that comes from your family. And so there just seems to be like a lot of pressure on you to do the right thing, to go in the right direction. It's almost like feeling like you're like being told what to do, like you're being controlled what to do. And so there's a lot of opinionated energy around your crown, which causes a rift or a cut that cuts you off from your connection to God. And when you have that disconnection from God that way, it makes you fall on your laurels. Or it makes you fall on what you think you know or what you've learned in the past and like just fall back into like old ruts or old habits. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and clear all that energy for you. So I just want you to relax, okay, and just let go of your mind and stay in your heart and just breathe beautiful white light into your heart chakra. And how you do that is just put like a flame. Imagine that there's a candle flame in your heart. And you're going to make that candle flame into a bonfire, and then a bonfire to a roaring fire, and then just turn it white light inside there. And as you're doing that, Archangel Michael personally is going into your crown chakra and pulling all the energy out. And Saint Germain is pulling energy out of your third eye. And then we're sending all that energy of that clearing down your back into your first chakra and throughout your body. All right. So we're doing that now. Okay. Can you sense that happening for you?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Are you think so or you feel so? No, no. If you're, what does it feel like to you?
I think I try to visualize it. I'm visual, so
Okay.
visualize the energy
So yeah, just
going through.
So look at your heart chakra and just feel the energy by breathing down your grounding cord that you have that you created with us. And just when you breathe that energy down your grounding cord, just let yourself feel the energy around your body, how it felt in the beginning before you called, and how it feels now, and then the shifting of it. And the more that you can become aware of the shifting inside your body, you can move that energy because you are the creator. We're all creators of our world. What we feel inside and how we create our emotions, what we choose to feel is what, causes this pain or causes this sadness, causes happiness or joy. So it's really important to really feel the shifting in your body. Okay,
Yeah.
so Archangel Michael says there's a lot of feeling or a lot of energies going into your crown chakra, which it's like it's stuck between your crown chakra and your throat chakra. And what that means is that there's a lot of things that you have that it's like you've been programmed by your parents or programmed by people. And when you're programmed by other people, it's really, really hard to hear your instincts or hear what comes natural to you. If you have instincts about being kind or being generous, someone shut that down because they say, don't do that, don't be too generous. You're giving your life away. They're going to walk all over you. If you're too kind, people are going to take advantage of that. And, so it's like you have a really kind part of yourself, generous part of yourself, but it kind of got shut down and like your own instincts to be who you are or what you want to be in this world has been shut down by someone else. So Archangel Michael says there's this like really in your thymus area, in your heart chakra area, there's like this really like wanting to be who you are, but there's all these programs that are stopping that from happening. So we're going to clear that for you. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and clear that energy from your chest your throat, and I just want you to continue to breathe. You know, if you can look at yourself as a beautiful waterfall, and so let that energy move through your body. Become aware that you have energy moving through your body. All right. Is that feeling better for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Wendy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. You're very welcome. So, again, I'm just going to put out my information to you. If anyone wants a one-on-one session with me, or you want to learn some of the things that we've taught in the past, level 1, 2, and 3, and 4, I can be reached at www.ascendedmasterangels.com, or you can write me to my email, which is bearmedicinemassage@gmail.com. B as in bear, not bear bottom. So I'll just let you know what that's all about there, and you can just write me anytime, ask me questions, and also I'm on Facebook if you want to ask me questions there, and so forth. There's plenty of places to get hold of me and find out more information about what we do and how we're here to help. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, which is 863-289-2301.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air with Matthew and the Ascended Masters.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Julia, and I'm another Florida caller.
Oh, great. Wow, Florida's in the house tonight.
I guess so.
And so how did you hear about us?
Basically, same as the last caller. I was just looking down the different shows that are in the spiritual category of Blog Talk, and there you are.
Oh, wonderful. So what do you do? What do you do for a living? You sound like another light worker.
Well, actually, my entire life, to use a computer analogy, has been rebooted. I divorced after a very long marriage, and I've moved from the family home, so now I'm kind of reestablishing myself and my life as just me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. Well, you got some amazing energies. I'm looking at your heart chakra as you're talking. I can see your heart light vibrating. It's like you have an inner connection with the angels. I'm looking at Archangel Uriel, and he's pointing over at Zadkiel. He's a real, like a teacher, instructor. Zadkiel is almost like he's been a spirit guide for a lot of the Egyptian people, giving insight, giving subconscious subliminal messages in their dream times, and helping to create visions for the people in Egypt. And so your lineage of your vibration that I'm looking at, you travel, and so you're part of that. You were either in Egypt at that time, or you have that powerful instinct of having inner knowledge about things that you're like, you're an inventor. You know, you establish, you know how to invent things. You know, you can create things that people that you know, it's like your mind is so powerful that you can really invent things that people can use on this planet. You have that mind distinction, you know, which is beautiful. And I don't even know, do you even know what I'm talking about?
not really, but it sounds very
interesting. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, well, I just want you to check in right now. Any part of your body, anything that I said, does that feel true to you about having that lineage of that connection to Archangel Zadkiel?
Yeah, it's like I got a little tug in my heart.
Okay, you know, so let's go ahead and take a better look. Let me ask you, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, please.
Awesome,
yeah,
all right.
Before you get going, can I kind of ask something so we could sort of kind of direct it? When you were talking about, you know, this isn't work for you, it's fun, and I thought that's absolutely wonderful because, you know, right now at the stage I am in my transformation, you know, I'm really going to be looking for employment and looking for a home, and what I'd like to be is like in divine alignment with, you know, with my perfect fun career and my perfect home. So, you know, if it's possible to kind of see where I'm off base or any adjustments.
Yeah, no, I can look at
get me there.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we can look at all that. In fact, I'm getting Do you like to cook? Do you like to bake? You have a tremendous amount. What's that?
I was the family cook, but other than that.
Okay, because you have a really large variety of being able to have senses, like herbs and how to put things together, how to create, how to bake, how to, and so, you know, there's a lot of that energy. Mother Mary's bowing her head. She says, yes, that woman, she can cook. So, you know, might look at that, you know, maybe just something on the side, baking on the side, making some banana bread or pumpkin bread or something like that to, you know, just to give, you know, to share some of that. You know, and I'm just going to share with you that when you start giving from your heart and you don't have any expectation or fear around that,
mm-hmm.
something, an opportunity will come your way. You know, when you walk through doors without fear, when you look in people's eyes and you accept yourself and you accept who they are and you smile at them, something great's going to happen from that. When we walk through life with fear or expectations or worry or conflict, you know, well, that's all we're going to get. But if we change that around and we learn to give of ourselves, you know, things are going to shift for us, you know, because we're better than that. You're better than that. I'm better than that. We're all better than that. But we have to stop living in the kind of like the poverty sense in ourselves and look at what we're here to do. We're put on this planet for a reason. And so that reason is for you to really find out what your mission is, because what I'm looking at, what I was talking about with Zadkiel, is that, you know, Zadkiel, he looks like a, I want to say prime minister, but that's not what it is. He looks like a, so he's dressed up right now. He's showing me he has these three eagles as a crown. He has like this, it's like a, what are those called, sitaras or sierras or tiaras. I was getting there, you know, those tiaras. And it's a tiara, that, a gold tiara, and it has like these points coming out and then three eagles on it. And the top eagle looks like a part eagle, part angel. And he's pointing at you. This is you. This is what you got. You have the golden sight, the insight. You can create things with your heart and your mind, like inventions. You're always recreating yourself. Be creative. Open up your mind. He says that you have this really biblical energy in your heart that you want, that they want you to share, your generosity, your visions, you know, painting, sculpting, pictures, photographic pictures, using your senses to create beautiful food for people. You know, maybe even working in a homeless shelter and giving away food. You know, being productive doesn't mean that you have a high-paying job. Being productive means that you're adding to society. You're adding your gifts and your love and your own true self to society. And when you can, tonight, when you go to bed, you know, before you go to bed tonight, you could just like lay there and think about some of the changes that you want to make in your life and think about the people that will be affected by those changes. And what you'll be doing is manifesting what you want for yourself. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is just really quick, we're going to go into your second and third chakra, and we're going to dissolve some of those blocks and conflicts that you have. Whenever you start a new path, the beginning is always the hardest. You know, you just got to be able to jump in with both feet and not look back. You know, when you do that, you'll start a rupture, and you'll start making yourself known. It's like you shake things up when you do that. And when you shake things up in your change, and you have an idea or a feeling of how you want to live and where you want to live, the universe, you know, when you're coming from that place of love, the universe will go hand over foot to create that for you. But if you don't believe that, then and you have some kind of expectation or maybe entitlement, then that's not gonna work. When you are open to what you receive, even the smallest little things, you know, be grateful for that. And that little thing will lead to something bigger, I guarantee it. So what we want to do is right now is Archangel Michael is placing his hands over your crown chakra. And so he's bringing in lightning bolts and white light rainbows, different colors of white light, which I've never seen before, into your crown chakra. And he's pulling webs away from your back. He says that these webs have kept you deteriorating in like a holding pattern. He says now that you're free from that past, you're able to explore and experience the mold that was already created for you. Wow. Okay. And so he's bringing that energy into your field, and Master Gethumi, my teacher, is going into your second and third chakra, and they're already starting to pull energies out. And there's some old DNA blocks here, and these, like I was talking about, the poverty consciousness, it comes from your mother. And so there's a lot of DNA about cautiousness, about, you know, like holding back, being cautious, don't step too far, don't trust too much, don't love too much, you'll get walked over. And it's kind of like what we were talking about in the very beginning of the show. So what they want to do is that we want to take out that DNA consciousness out of your third and second chakra. Okay, and just pull all that energy out and send it down your grounding cord. What we're going to make you do, we're just going to make your grounding cord like 3 or 4 feet in diameter, because you have a lot of letting go to do, you know, a lot of letting go of past and energies that don't vibe with you anymore. And what we're going to tell you is the next thing is this: I just want you to take it with a grain of salt, you know. Just it's really important to have people around you who inspire you and uplift you. And if you don't have people in your life, you got to let them go. Because this is like, we don't want to waste any more time, you know. We're all activating, we're all moving forward in the future. It's really super important to know that you are supported by, you know, people in your life. And if you don't feel supported, you know, it's not important to have them in your world. Okay, so we're pulling all the energy out. Master Hilarion just put gold back into your third chakra, which will reactivate that energy and help you to feel fulfilled. A lot of F's there. And as that energy comes through your body, just let go and let yourself have an open heart and let yourself receive. And they're saying in the next few days you're going to get an answer to one of your questions that you've had tonight. Okay. Okay, how does that feel?
Wonderful. Wow. Thank you so much.
Can you feel that energy moving and shifting your body and shifting your perception? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you so much for coming on the air with us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. All right, that was a good one. And then we just want to remind you that, you know, when you're in this energy, you know, this isn't me, okay? I'm just a human being. I'm not a shaman. I'm not a medicine man. I'm just a light worker. And I've been able to develop my skills in a way that the masters and the energies work through me, and they work through us, and we're able to be a temple, a human temple, to draw this energy in. And it's like all in my body, I have glass-stained windows with every kind of color and vibration and energies, because I've been working on myself this way. And I've been able to get in conscious contact about what my own conflicts are and choose every day to work on myself, no matter what it is, if it's my ego, if it's my lack, it's my poverty consciousness, if it's learning to have more compassion, forgiveness, whatever it is, you know, it's something that I work on every day on a daily basis for myself. And I know that when I'm able to do that, I'm able to open myself up that much more for people. And so I just want to share that with all of you who are on the same similar path, you know, and it's really important to stay true to yourself. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and move on here. That was my 2 cents, or 6 cents to me. Anyways, okay. The next number is 928-675-8693. Hi, you're on the air with Matthew and the Ascended Masters.
Yes, hello.
And Manuel, is this Manuel?
No, I said yes, hello.
Oh. Hi, thanks. This is Manuel.
No.
Hey, Manuel. Oh, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Alvina.
Alvina?
Yes.
Alvina. Okay. Alvina, where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Arizona. What part of Arizona?
I'm like in the northern area.
Northern area. Okay. By Flagstaff?
Yeah, north of Flagstaff.
Okay, awesome. Beautiful. All right, now my grandma, I used to go to Arizona all the time to Geronimo's stronghold down in Dragoon, Scottsdale, in that area. So how'd you hear about us, Alvina?
I was actually just looking on Blog Talk.
Whoa, another wanderer. Okay, well, so what can I do for you today?
I actually had a question that involves like love and relationships.
Okay, I don't usually do those, but I will do my best for you. You go ahead and let me know what is your question about that.
I'm wondering what you pick up or what you can tell me if this, the person that I'm interested in right now is...
Okay, so what's their first name?
Relationship? Pedro.
What's their first name? Who?
Pedro?
Yes. Okay. Are you sure it's not Manuel? Okay, now I'm asking. Okay, so I'm going to tether. I'm going to tether from your high self to Pedro's high self.
Okay.
Okay, so the first thing, okay, do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes.
Thank you. So I'm taking you and Pedro to my workshop. And one of the things I want to tell you is that you have a very sweet heart. You know, you have a very kind, generous heart. You have a very beautiful, unconditional heart. You're very forgiving, very loving, very open. You're creative. You're charismatic. You're an inspiration. You're great with words. Maybe you're writing poetry or Hallmark cards, stuff like that. You have a beautiful golden aura and a lot of pink around your energy field. So it feels like you've been blessed somehow in your lifetime. You have a really strong family, energetics, and the energetics of your family, it feels like it's very clear. It's like you're supported. It feels good. And when we connect to Pedro, there's a lot of darkness around him. And I'm not sure if it's past drugs or past alcohol, but there's some old energies around Pedro and his energy field. And the guides are telling me that, that he needs help, that he needs a lot of help. Like he can put on a presentation of everything looking good, smelling good, I shower, I shave, you know, whatever it is. And then, but underneath that, there's a hurting little boy who's looking for like a mother, you know, and I don't like to hold back. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to paint it to like, oh yes, this is the one. But I'm just telling you this man that you're, is he older than you?
No.
He's younger than you.
Yeah, I wouldn't say young, like we're around the same age.
Around the same age, okay. So there's a lot of energy around him that depicts him as being very controlling, even possessive. I'm saying this because, you know, in comparison to your light and into your energy field, it's almost like the match is good right now. But then after a while, as you become more intimate, things are going to shift. And you need to be, if you want this relationship to happen, Mark Angel Michael says, and he's kind of nodding his head like, you know, it's really, you have to raise the bar, he says. You have to really raise the bar because you're worth that. When you raise the bar, you know, it's not about having expectations in someone, but it's about loving yourself completely, and then you draw the right person to you. You know, and when you are like, when you're feeling insatiable or like you're insecure about something and someone fills that insecurity up, it's not always a good thing. What's important is that you're looking for someone who teaches you or challenges you to do something better for yourself, you know. And he says, Archangel Michael says that, you know, to be in your mind and to have like a feeling is great in the beginning, because we all have that love in the very beginning of every relationship. You know, it's like the honeymoon stage and everything is great. But, you know, after a while, as you become more intimate, you know, you have the ability to work on yourself. You can look at the things that you want to change in yourself. But there are some people, and we're looking at Pedro in this way, and, you know, there's a lot of energies in him that he's in conflict with. And you're going to trigger those conflicts in him. There's abandonment in there. There's rejection in there. So what we want to do, I don't want to keep talking negative about this, about Pedro, because we all have a chance to grow and to know and to learn and to understand and to heal. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to go ahead and send a light energy around Pedro and help him. So we're going to send an energy around Pedro and start pulling off that dark energy. And we're pulling a lot of it just because it looks like there's a lot of father influence in his life, a lot of expectations about him being something, you know, more than he wants to be. And he's not lazy at all, but it's just that there's a lot of overpowering in his family that is causing him to make decisions that are not his. So we're going to dissolve that energy for Pedro, no matter where he is in the world. We're just going to ask of his high self for him to have that blessing and to help heal some of those energies and those wounds that he's carrying within himself. Okay. All right. So did that resonate with you or feel true to you?
Sort of.
It's okay. You know, it's okay. I'm not here to be Mr. Right. I'm here to just have a conscious contact with my guys and the Ascended Masters and to do what the highest good for each person is. So,
okay.
You know, that's what we're here and that's what we're all about. So thank you for calling in today.
Okay, thank you.
And all right, you're very welcome. Take care. Okay. Again, so I'm just going to reiterate, you know, I really wouldn't rather do yes or no questions. You know, if you have a clearing and you want to empower yourself and you want to step into that next energy level to receive activation, to have clearing, to have energy clearing yourself or someone, you know, if you have a loved one that you don't know if, you know, and you care about them, you know, we can tether energy to that person and help them. Yes or no questions is not my forte. So I'm here as a healer and an activator and helping you to have a closer consciousness, closer connection with Creator and your ancestors and your Master Teacher, Master Guides, and Archangels. Okay. So we got one more here. And if I don't see any more, we're going to have a short show tonight. And, you know, I'm going to save my energy for tomorrow. But so if you want a reading from us tonight, you have to call in at, what is the number? 347-989-0367, and then you push 1 to be in the queue for a reading. And if you're online, you got to call in to that number and press number 1. So this last number here that we have is a 323-854-0087. Hi, you're on
the air with Matthew. Hi, Matthew. This is Maria Christina Cuellar. Thank you for answering my call.
You're very welcome.
And I am a Soul Spa member, and so that is how I heard about you.
Wow, a Soul Spa member. Ching, 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 ching. And where are you from?
I was born in New York, but I was raised in Colombia, in South America.
Oh, Colombia. Beautiful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So great to have you on the show, on a different show. You caught me off guard there.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So what can I do for you today?
I love
mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask if it's permissible to work on clearing timelines with my ex-husband. We're going through a custody adjustment right now, and the separation was very hard.
Mm,
and
okay.
So I want to go back to the places, this is what my being keeps on saying, going back to the place where it all started, all the timelines
okay.
or all the pain and betrayal or whatever can be cleared, if that is permissible to be cleared, or whatever is priority to be cleared, so we could shift my current situation, which we're getting ready to go back to court for.
Okay. And what's your husband's first name?
His name is Stephen Edelson.
Stephen okay.
Elliot Edelson.
Okay. Yeah. So we can do that for you. The only thing is that when we do soul contracts, is that it's really important that you contact Steve and say to him, you know, I'm breaking contracts with you. And he doesn't have any say-so on that. You're saying that out of, you know, having a conscience out of, like, it respect, you know, because somewhere, you know, in your timeline, there has been love. There's been unconditional love. There's been a pact made, either verbal or contract-wise. So what I'm going to do, and I'm actually going to tell me right now, he's already nodding his head. He says, yes, we could do this. Okay, so this is a soul contract. So you want to, and this is what we could do for you, is I can go back in time into the first time that you guys met as souls. And the first
right.
time you met as souls, you know, we can look at that situation and what this does, you know, and this is a very powerful thing that you're asking. So what we do is that when we dissolve all the past energies, it takes out all the negative generating conflicts that generates emotional negativities that causes triggers in ourselves. So when that energy is gone, it's like whenever you see or you hear something that he does that triggers you or triggers your anger or triggers your, you know, whatever it is that happened in your relationship, it, what it does is that it dissolves all that old feeling, all those old energies. So it's like you guys could start either as friends again, everything will be gone, you know, you can even get back together. And if you don't, if you still don't want to be back together, then that's fine. That's up, completely up to you. I have no say-so in that. But this is what I'm going to do for you, okay?
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
And your first name is Maria?
Maria Cristina.
Maria Cristina, okay. And his name is Stephen.
Stephen Elliott Edelson, correct.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get the masters in here that are in charge of this. And so we're going to bring in the record keepers, and that's Master Gethsemane, Dual Cool, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, Merlin, the Blue Man. We're going to bring in the Blue Man. And then Mary Magdalene's coming in, and she's going to hold you. She's going to put her hands on your shoulders, and she just wants to pray with you to keep you in prayer and not in thought. She says that when your mind is very strong, you'll go back and you'll even feel some of those instances that happened in your life with your ex-husband, and you can actually bring that back to you and manifest it back in your life from another person. And so instead of having that, she's going to be in your field to help you release the shame and the guilt that you're carrying inside your heart and in your solar plexus. Okay, so I'm going to put her there with you. She's already in your field. She's created a lavender, blue, pink light around your energy field. So I'm going to let her do that. Can you sense her in your field right now?
Yes.
Okay. So as she's there with you, she's going to amplify the field, and we're going to go back in time and look at your, you know, so we're going to go back in lifetimes right now with Archangel Michael, Saint Germain, Dual Cool, and Merlin, and they're taking me back almost 77. I'm just looking at 7,700 lifetimes. Great. So we're going way back. We're going further than that right now. We're traveling back further than that. They're giving me another number. Okay. So we stopped at 864,000 lifetimes ago.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's a long time. That's a lot of times on this planet and a lot of times in other planets. And it looks like, Mark Angel Michael says, you have not only been on this planet. You've been jumping around. You jump around from the Pleiadians, the Lemurians. Looks like you've been back on planet Earth. You're here on a mission. And it's like you, one of your missions was like, what is that called, when people go on these retreats and they help to build up towns, to raise the consciousness in towns. But this is how you guys met. You met both when other people were struggling in your life or struggling in the life, in their other people's lives. And both of you were workers. And Mother Mary is explaining that you both were workers, you know, having the same kind of values about helping other people, raising the vibrations and consciousness of that people, of that community. And I'm looking at Hawaii. This is where you guys met, you know, way back then. And there was contracts being made about tribe members coming to different and integrating tribal members and trying to distinguish what tribe belonged on what part of the island. And so when you guys went there, as teachers. And so I'm trying to find when the conflict started and how that energy can be dissolved. So we're finding right now, Mother Mary says that the conflict started by having giving too much power to the other. So you gave your power away to him, and he gave your power away to you. And then when things started getting kind of intense, you want to take your power back by creating boundaries with him. But he insisted on your in this like this you know like this almost like a really immature you know no I want it back you gave it to me what are you talking about this is mine and then no that's mine this is and so this really immature energy is sitting in there like adolescent energy a teenager energy and so we want to dissolve that because that's what's created everything else in your life that has manifested into something worse than that because as you grow up even as from a child to an adult if you carry something from childhood that you never work on you're going to have that part of yourself as always a trigger in your life So with this is 864 lifetimes, everybody listening, 864,000 lifetimes. That's a long time ago. So this is good. This needed to happen. So message it to me, St. Germain, Archangel Michael, and we're going all the way back, and they're already dissolving that energy. So what's going to happen right now is that what I want you to do, okay, Maria, I just want you to have an open mind. And as that energy is dissolving from that point until now, they're going to be bringing in an activation into your higher self. And as that energy comes in, they want you, because tomorrow you're going to have to call up your Stephen and just say, hey, I broke contracts with you, with the Ascended the Masters. And he's probably not going to know
sorry.
What that means.
He's
I broke contracts with the Ascended Masters.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I broke contracts with you with the help of the Ascended Masters. And you have to say that to him. What that does is that it charges the subconscious mind to like almost like a ringing a bell. His subconscious knows what you're talking about. But the human part, the physical part, though I won't know, but it has to travel through him. And it's just a way of helping him acknowledge that you have created this integrity, this sense of unconditional love and forgiveness. And so it will help him with his karma as well. So that this is not just for you, it's for both of you, you know, one with the other. All right, so as that energy is clearing, as it's coming up now, we're at 444. Now they're dissolving it all the way, and that's building. So that energy is building inside your high self. So what I want you to do you have me on speakerphone?
No, I have you on my earplug.
Okay, but you don't have your phone in your hand, right?
No.
Okay, so I want you to put both of your hands on top of your lap and with your palms upward, okay? And my Auntie Olga is going to come and put a symbol as completion on your left hand and a symbol of completion on your right hand. And then Mary Magdalene is going to be holding and putting an energy into your third eye. And as you feel those energies enter your palms, I want you to close your hands around those symbols and let the energy run through your body. Okay. Let me know when you get those symbols and close your hands.
I just closed my hands.
Beautiful. All right. I want you to hold the energy as it goes through your body, because that energy is in the now of you working with the Ascended Masters in this moment, charging and amplifying your field as the energy coming from that past life, 864,000 lifetimes ago, is clearing into your subconscious mind, clearing all the negative energies, all the built-up emotions, fears, sadnesses, betrayals, assumptions, anything that you felt that happened to you is now being dissolved and coming into your crown chakra. The Masters are delivering it into like a gigantic, 1, 2, 3, 4, an 8-sided diamond, and it's coming down into your crown chakra, and just the energy itself is going to be showered into your crown to give you that everlasting feeling of freedom and detachment from this relationship. All right, so let the energy flow through. Can you sense that happening right now?
Yes.
Okay, just let it flow through your body, sending everything down your grounding cord, becoming grateful. And in that light, in that abundance of light, you can ask for things that you need from this relationship now, with integrity, with boundaries. What do you need from this? You know, be positive, you know, the children, whatever it is that you need to, you know, just be fair. And just be, you know, be in the essence of God, you know, and look at this as from a holy perspective. Okay. And because this is a huge responsibility. I've never done this on the air before. So I just want you to, you know, be open to change and to respect and to forgiveness. All right. I'll let all the energy come through. That's beautiful. So I'm going to let you sit with that. I'm going to sit with that and let that energy, and then you can always write me or let me know how things are. Keep in conscious contact with me and let me know how things are going, and you have my information. Thank you so much for calling in the radio today.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
You're very welcome.
And bless you, and thank you for all the assistance that came forward. Blessings. Thank you. Heart hug.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So that was... it's called Soul Contracts. And soul contracts is the ability to go back and clear up energies. When you have Akashic files or spiritual contracts, it's about energies that are only on planet Earth that you can clear. And so Akashic files is of that, you know, times that you've been on the planet Earth. And that's the extent of my knowledge of Akashic files. There could be more to that, but I'm not quite sure what that is. I know how to do spiritual contracts in a moment. We know how to do Akashic files. We know how to do programs and belief systems from the family, from DNA, and then, of course, the energy soul contracts that we just did now. And so that was something I've never done on the radio. So I thank you all for being patient with us for doing that, you know. And it doesn't take much, you know, it doesn't take much at all. As long as you're open to receive and you want to change and you want to follow through with that change. All right. So the next person we're going to bring on is 954-921-2121. Wow. That was cool. All right, so if you have me, okay. Hello? Okay, that was really weird. I feel like I was inside a huge tunnel, and then I was a reverb or something, you know, and just, my voice was totally echoing. So if you have me on the computer or on the radio, you got to turn your stuff down. So, you know, if you want a reading, you got to just be on your telephone, you know, and don't have anything else in the background so it's not echoing that way, because that was actually really cool. But, you know, we got to move on here. So 570. Oh, 945.
Good evening, Matthew. It's Marty. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm
so
hanging in there.
You. Oh, yeah?
Well, I would like to know if the Masters could clear something up for me. Why I've there's one person I've never been able to get out of my head, and it's been almost 40 years. It was my first love. I've done a lot of work on forgiving and letting go of all my past relationships and stuff, but that one, it's crazy. I just can't ever seem to entirely get that man out of my head. And I mean, it has to be like major past life connections there and stuff. I would just like to know what the nature of it is that I've never, ever been able to completely let go of him, even after this ridiculously long amount of time.
And what is this gentleman's first name?
Omiros.
Omiros?
Yes.
Wow. I've never heard that name before. Omiros.
It's Greek.
Omiros.
It's a Greek name.
Yeah. Do you say it and stamp your foot? Omiros. Oh, okay. Being silly. Okay, so Omiros.
You can be
silly. I'm going to write that down.
That
one. Okay, maybe I better not carry the joke. Okay, so... Anyways, Omiros.
You
okay,
really
so,
like that name, huh?
I don't know.
He told me
it, so.
he told me the English equivalent is Homer, so.
Oh, Homer,
frankly,
okay.
Frankly, I like Omiros a lot better.
Okay, Omiros, okay. So, all right, let me look at Omiros and your high self and your connection. Yes, I could see him connected to your A chakra still. And the reason is that you guys still have karma together. There seems to be a revolving door, which is like you guys have similar hang-ups, similar karma, similar lessons, that like it's like hard for you to detach. You know, it's like having a relationship and saying, well, I'm going to break up. Well, maybe we should get back together. No, let's break up. No, let's get back together. No, let's break up. No, let's break up. And so it's like a constant wishy-washy, not knowing, you know, how much you want to give, not knowing if you're going to stay with this person or, you know, stay with this person just for long enough so you can wait for something better to come along. You know, like there's a lot of energy in you and Omiros and your karma together. So I'm going to ask
I don't know what happened in other lives, but I'll tell you, in this one, nothing could have been farther from the case. It was totally geographical distance and extremely interfering parents. We tried to stay in touch for like 5 years. I mean, it was, yeah. So, I mean, it was like one of those, we never got to see what woulda, coulda, shoulda been, but it was like literally
yeah.
one of those love at first sight moments that most people
right,
don't even
right.
believe
well,
are real.
Well, there's a lot of energy, yeah. This is like an afro of energy around you about this. And it's just, it reads in a lot of different ways. And so this is only my interpretation of what I'm feeling and seeing inside this interpretation of this energy that's around your eighth chakra, around his name. And so there's a lot of energy, almost like, I guess the best metaphor I can put is like, it's like a tug of war, you know, pulling on each other's energy. And so what we're going to do is that we're going to dissolve all that. So if you have a different take on the perceptions of what you and Homer was, then keep that. You know, keep that. If it was something good, keep it with you. You know, whatever the, it's like, this energy that's around you from him is almost like the byproduct of what you've created together. You know, it's like leaving an imprint on your each other's lives, a bruise, a memory, you know, something, arguments or trespassing negativities or, you know, like when I see this a lot, when I see people tapping into other people's fields and they don't have permission, like you're overstepping your boundaries. There's just all kinds of stuff in there. The regard, you know, so it's like it's almost like it's implanted in every part of your aspect of your mind. So every time you look at red, you think about Homer. Every time you see a car driving by and a dog fishing, you think about Homer. Because there's just like all these triggers inside your inside the energy and your connection to him. So whether you know you feel that or not, you know, you asked me to do this for you, so I'm gonna go ahead and just clear the energy for you. Do I have your permission to do that?
Yes, you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. So we're going to do... okay, that's new. So, I'm sorry. Merlin, it's making me laugh. He has this harp, this white light harp, and he's looking at me going, this is going to work, this is going to work. I said, but that's, I've never seen you do that before, you know, in telepathy. And he's saying, no, this is going to work, watch this. And he's making these white light... song notes, you know, float out of his heart, and it's clearing up all the energy around your crown chakra. And so when he throws me off like that, it just reminds me that, you know, nothing is always so serious. You know, everything is playful. Everything is, you know, we get to create over and over again different affluences and influences and to be creative in this work that we're doing and not get dogmatic about how it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to go and so forth. And this is the way it is. And so we want to be open, we want to be playful, and we want to help you feel better in your disconnection with Homer. Okay.
Yeah, whatever
right, works. So
for a harp deal, that's okay.
Okay. So, yeah, so you're sending that energy around your head. Saint Germain is bringing in an energy through your third eye and down your spine. And the reason why you send it down your spine is because you have a lot of triggers in your spine. And you have a lot of aches and pains in your body in regards to holding on to his memory. All right, especially in your arms, your shoulders, your wrists, in your neck, in your jaw popping joints especially. It's like, you know, like not having what you want the way you wanted it. There's energy is inside those joints. So they're clearing all that energy out for you. All right. Mary Madeline just came back. She must have been done with Maria. All right, so Mary Madeline just came in, so she's going to be wiping down your arms and putting energy of purple and pink down your back. Can you sense that happening?
My ears got real hot as soon as they started, so.
Okay. Well, good. They're speaking sweet nothings to you. No, okay. They're saying, send Matthew chocolate. I'm just kidding. All right. Okay.
Remind me when your birthday rolls around again, I will.
Okay. So, all right, now they're clearing your energy around your throat chakra about the things you wanted to say, things you needed to say, and removing those energies for you. All right. So how's that feeling? Is that feeling like it's clearing?
Warm. Mostly
still,
I'm
still
just
feeling warm.
Feeling warmth.
So we're just going to go ahead and disconnect all the cords around your energy body relating to Homer. Okay. And there's one big one behind your solar plexus. And that's kind of like default. And so what that is that it's like you were created together to witness and experience change. And in that change, you know, sometimes we react different ways when we are brought together. It's like when you are witness change by yourself, you know, you know how you are, you know who you are, you know what your powers are, what your courage is. When you're with somebody that you care about and you witness change together, sometimes you let someone else take over that role of your power. And so what they're doing is that they're separating that energy and taking your power back. And similar to what we were doing with Maria and Stephen, is that we're taking your power back from Homer and bringing it back into your solar plexus, so you don't have a feeling of overdominance in your life or like you can't do things for yourself. And so they're bringing that energy back for you and implementing that into your third chakra. That's Archangel Michael, Mary Magdalene, and Saint Germain. All right. So can
Excellent.
You sense that working on your soul? Can you feel that in your solar plexus?
Yeah, there's a little something going on there.
Well, thank God for that.
still mostly feeling heat around my head, but yeah, there's a little something going on in the solar plexus too. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I just want you to breathe those energies of that heat down your grounding cord, as well as the energy you feel in your third chakra. Just send everything down your grounding cord.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for your help and your posse and even Merlin the goofball with his harp.
You're lucky he's not making fart noises with his armpits this time. Okay.
Oh, good Lord.
So, I know, right? Okay.
Oh,
thanks for coming on the show.
Okay. Right. Thank you, dear. Have a great night.
You too. Bye for now. Okay. So, all right. That was good. We did a couple of readings, you know, and just to remind you that, you know, I'm not always 100% right about things that we do. I'm open to the masters and I'm a channeler and I open up myself to give the message out. You know, I don't know my percentages, but, you know, never give your will or your power away to anybody, not even to me, you know, not even to a reader, because, you know, you have to use your own discernment about the changes in your life and who you are and taking back your power. Be who you are. But don't give your power away. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and ask the Archangel Michaels if there's, or the angels, if there's anything else they want to say. And yes, Archangel Michael says, and to close in this tonight, he says, to really test what God does for you in your life, to ask for what you need that is not man-made or 3D or 2D or 1D, however you guys put it. He says it's really important to recognize that God is looking through your eyes as you look through your own eyes. When you recognize that God in the spirit of love is living through your body each day, that should give you the power, the emphasis, to create beautiful aspects of yourself and to treat each other with kindness. It is so important that you, with yourself and everything that you carry with you, including all the love and experiences that you've had throughout your childhood, it's really important to remember those aspects, to remember those childhood memories that bring joy and bring happiness, of the camping trips and the s'mores around the fire and the singing around the campfire and that day is over in camping and fishing with your parents or picnics with your parents. It's important to remember these things because this is what keeps us alive, joy, love, energy, charisma, inspiration, and support keeps us alive and well. Be your own person. And invite God in your body to bring in that unconditional love and to live life with love every day. So let it be. And we thank you all for coming down tonight and being with us for our beautiful show. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. And again, tomorrow we have Nature of Reality happening at 3:00 with Andrew Fisher. And I'll be on the Mystic Radio Show with Bob Bordonero at 12 p.m. with KKNEW over in Seattle, Washington. But the studio is not in Seattle. It is in Washington, but we have a studio here in Mount Shasta that he tethers throughout the world, and it's a global radio station with 8,000 followers. So we'll be on that, and we say thank you and for taking a chance on us tonight, and be good to yourselves, and try to really re-listen to the show again, to really listen to what Archangel Michael said, and I thank you all for coming out. God bless, and take care. Bye-bye.